Hi, this is Tracy, and today I'm going to make a video on why didn't I know? I should have known because actions speak louder than words. The things I know today as lies seem so believable at the time. Hindsight and education have given me a new outlook on things that my narcissist did. With this video, I'd like to highlight some of the things that have been running through this new filter and that I can now see as clear as day. I hope that they'll help you as well. How come I didn't see? How come I didn't react with more conviction when things seemed odd? Even though I did speak up and question, I believed and accepted the lies and the bullshit as answers. I put my instincts and fears away and allowed myself to be charmed back into the web of supply. I guess I can say I was an orderly and easy mark. For almost the last 2 years, 3X wasn't allowed to see his little girl. And when I would question, how can that happen? You had custody every other weekend. He would say his mean and horrible wife was blocking him from seeing her. And it still made no sense to me. After my grand finale, I spoke to his ex and found out that there was a restraining order on him, protecting him from that little girl and his craziness. If the way that he treated his ex and me is any indication of the abuse that he was putting on this child, I am so thankful that the courts agreed to protect that child. Of course, that opens me up to his other child, the older son, that after the discard, I found out he had tried to commit suicide twice in the last month. And not only did he not tell me, he didn't tell the child's mother. That raises all kinds of red flags to the abuse that he's doing to that child. While it can certainly be said that he was protecting his child's privacy, I think he was also protecting his trail of abuse. Why wasn't I surprised that 2X went crawling back to mommy and daddy when he lost his job? They simply had a better offer. I now see that when we met and he wanted to break free of the grip of their narcissist abuse on him, he was tragically addicted to things, status symbols. It's a very common trait of a narcissist. Just as I just thought he liked gadgets, and now I see clearly that they were just for show. It wasn't like he liked having a Tag Heuer watch quietly. They were used as status symbols, and he used them to boast about how cool he was, and he bragged about all of his toys. Sadly, I and my child were a toy, a flavor of the week, a distraction. We always joked that he would upgrade me one day, but now I know that upgrade is the wrong word. That's good for an iPhone. Replacing the supply is more like the proper term when you're dealing with a narcissist. He needed things to make him feel special because his whole life he was critiqued by his family and never felt good no matter what he did. When we got divorced, he walked away from our marriage and he left everything. His clothes, his baby memories, his antique knife collection, 14 laptops and a house full of crap that I had to sort through and get rid of. These things held no importance and he didn't want them. They'd already been replaced, just as we had. Of course, he then told everybody that I took them when he was doing his smear campaign. Why wasn't I surprised at 3X's terrible discard and the quick replacement of me? I suspected both women he was sleeping with for months. He would laugh while we were in bed and said that he liked women fighting over him. He called me jealous. I call it intuition. But his lies didn't make sense and he charmed me. He would change the subject and then my head would be left spinning. Crazy making, right? Why wasn't I surprised when the both of them smeared me, when it was actually so clearly how they had done that to their exes? Why wasn't I surprised? We don't know until we don't know. narcissists will do everything they can to hurt us and smear us, lie to us, and create their own fantasies. So if your red flag, if something inside of you says that you are suspicious, you think it's not right, do some research. You know what? You've got to. Don't let him fool you. Don't let her fool you. I know women are narcissists too, but be careful and think about these things. Think about how these rules, these rules of narcissism craziness affect things that happened in your life and your situation. That's the only way you can get better, is to see more clearly things that seem so common and to look at these in a whole new light.